morning reads. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Now, I don't know about you, but I wonder, maybe you do too, have we missed part of the point? You know, like not getting the whole punchline of a joke because we don't get the whole context. They were amazed? What were they amazed at? They were trying to trap him, put him in a corner. And his words stopped them short, and they were amazed. It seems just like Jesus to upturn the tables. Jesus amazes, shocks, surprises. But can Jesus turn us postmodern Christians upside down and shock through our dulled awareness? It's just a coin with the image of an emperor. Don't we have presidents printed on our bills? Well, keep in mind that it is ironic that the Son of God, Jesus, holds in his hand a coin that has the image of the emperor, who also claims to be the Son of God. All the emperors of Rome did. I don't think our past presidents have done that. And not even that, but the Son of God is Jesus, who is the incarnation of God among us, the life and blood image of God. And even more so, you and I are taught that we are created in that image of God. In our baptism, our foreheads receive the mark of the cross, and by that sign, the image of God is seen by the world in us. So give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and all the rest, the image of God, to God. A scene is told in Kester Bruin's book, Sign of Emergence, and it might help us discover once again what is so shocking and amazing about Jesus' claims. The author writes of a shocking communion service. Now bear with me. The author writes, "The altar table is a small white cube. Pastor stands behind it, loaf in hand. The pastor speaks, 'This is Christ's body broken for you,' and then violently throws the bread down on the floor. 'This is Christ's blood shed for you,' and throws the wine across the altar table. It runs onto the floor like blood. Those gathered are stunned. The pastor picks up the pieces of bread and puts the pieces on the altar table and pours more wine, but does not pick up the one spilled. Those gathered come up two by two. On each side of the altar table is a mirror. And as all kneel and receive, they see written on the mirror, 'This, you are my body.'" This shocking communion image is described in his book not to be disrespectful to Holy Communion, not to inspire pastors to willy-nilly do likewise, not to be a gimmick, but to remind us of how shocking and amazing God's love for us is through Christ, and how God wants all of us. You are my body. It is not pretty. It's violent and messy, and it's amazing. Christianity is going through a messy time right now. Everything seems to be changing around us. The pews are no longer filling in any North American or European church. We view our world as very secular, while at the same time filled with spirituality seekers who are no longer keen to seek out organized religion. And the world seems focused on staying financially afloat, while worries over debt, government spending, jobs, healthcare, climate change mount. And we don't know what the future will bring. There are people feeling scared. And when we are scared, we have a tendency to hoard our possessions, our emotions, our creativity, our very selves. Yet God, through Christ, jumps into this messy world and invites us to do likewise. Be my body, Imago Dei. There are folks out at Occupy Boston who have jumped in with God. The protest chaplains have set up a tent, referred to as sacred space, for occupiers to come and meditate and worship, to gather and to talk. Occupiers at Dewey Square come from many walks of life, and they all have jumped in with both feet, many of whom have nothing to lose, no job, no home, some of which have seen blood and violence in their lives and want it no more, veterans for peace, some who are students eager to make meaning and sense of our world from Harvard, BU, some who are church members who believe the body of Christ is wherever the hungry, the poor, and the disenfranchised are gathered. Protest chaplains have shared with students that when they are in the tent community, they are amazed, and they see the image of Christ all around them. Uni Lu, as your interim pastor, I hold before you a mirror. Who are you? Who are you now in this time and place as the body of Christ? Have you been amazed by Christ lately? Just stopped in your tracks, needing to process, what did I just do as the body of Christ? Oh, it's not something any of us do often, to stop, to pause, to process. Most of us are busy living our lives, making sure we get all the tasks and all those jobs completed, wanting to make sure the people in our life live as happy and thriving as they can. When we're amazed by Christ, it's usually a surprise to us. Nothing, of course, that we can plan. But have you stopped to pause and wonder, Uni Lu, what is next for you? How will you respond next to the amazing love of God through Christ? Someone once said, the perception of a new step will only come to those brave enough to stop dancing the old. The perception of a new step will only come to those brave enough to stop dancing the old. God is pretty good at surprising us. sending the Son of God to us as a human, entering a messy, violent world, forcing us to deal with complex issues like Occupy Boston, and inviting us to ask questions like, what does it mean for me to be a member of UniLu? Who am I as the body of Christ? How am I, along with all the others who gather here with me, the body of Christ in the world? You've got to pause, stop, process, and see what God has unfolding and how God wants to use you. The perception of a new step for UniLu will only come to those brave enough to stop dancing the old. God wants all of you, and that's amazing. Amen.